My name is Karagat Warner, the Craft Your Confidence Coach and podcast coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for connection and community, and inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello, my dear coaches and creative entrepreneurs. Welcome to another episode of Craft Your Confidence podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about the concept of collaboration and community to launch your podcast powerfully. You know, I love the philosophy, a rising tide lifts all boats. I say that from time to time because I really want to drive home this idea of community and collaboration because it's so powerful when it comes to launching your show out of the gate. And it's not just what you receive, what happens in return, the magic during that launch week. It's even beyond that. It's the relationships that you're able to create that really stay with you and that are lasting. And there are all these beautiful gifts that you receive when you have this mindset of collaboration and community. And you know what? This is not just for launching a podcast. It's for anything that you want to launch and put out into the world. But as you guys know, podcasting is my jam, and that's what we're going to be talking about, okay? And just to be clear, when I use words like launch, that means that we're creating a wave, a surge during a short period of time when you're being focused and constrained on one goal to get, and that goal is to get your show into the airwaves, into the algorithms of, you know, Apple Podcasts and the other players. And the goal during this launch that I teach my clients to do, and I'm going to teach it to you here a little bit, is to get into something that Apple Podcasts calls new and noteworthy. Okay, and this is an 8-week time frame that Apple Podcasts gives to you in the first 8 weeks of your show. And you can't get in there again. You have one shot. Unless you start a whole new podcast, which is a lot of work, right? So you've got this gift, this time that is very possible for every podcaster. This is the potential that you have with a plan, with a strategy. So with a plan and a goal, anything is possible. And I don't want you to think, okay, this is a pipe dream. You know, there's no way I can land in the number one spot. You know, I'm going to, you know, put a few episodes out there and I'm going to dabble a little bit with this podcasting thing. But if you really have a bigger dream and a bigger goal and a bigger vision and you want to reach people that need to hear your message, just putting out a couple of episodes is not enough. It used to be, but it's not. It's okay. I'm gonna help you here. So you can land that number one spot. You have the potential for that, for sure. If you decide that yes, it is possible, and it's a done deal. It's a done deal. All I need to do is do the work. Like if you could believe that and trust that and align with that, then it's gonna happen. Like there's no, it's almost like, you know what? You say to yourself, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, right? So exciting. Cause then you're like, it's going to happen. Oh my gosh, I have the steps. I know what to do. This is going to be amazing. So here's how this whole thing works. Within a certain time frame, right? You have this, like I said, this within this time frame, the 8 weeks, you have a shot to land the number one position in new and noteworthy, and you get to see that beautiful podcast button of yours. So, you know, like when you open your phone or you go onto your computer and you open up your, you know, your podcast player, you know, Apple Podcasts or any player for that matter. But really, this is only happening in Apple Podcasts. And, you know, once you have a podcast, like that's it, Apple Podcasts is sort of like the main, I forgot the name for it. I always forget the name for it, but there's a name. It's like sort of the main place, right? The main, just think of it that it's your hub. It's like the main, you know, how you have the center, the nucleus. It's like the nucleus. Well, yeah, that's a good phrase for it. It's like the nucleus, right? So you submit your show to Apple Podcasts, and then it goes to all the other players, you know? It's like this, it's like, it, you know, it's almost like the spider legs, you know, the web, you know? So the Apple Podcasts is like the body of that spider. The body and the legs or the other players. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to create an analogy and I'm just making you confused, but I think you get it, right? So you start with Apple Podcasts and, you know, you get to see that beautiful podcast button of yours land in that, potentially land in that number one spot. It's definitely a potential when you have a plan, and it doesn't have to be like a crazy plan. It doesn't have to kill you. And it's the plan that I'm going to talk about with you, the process, it doesn't cost a single penny. And if you do it like a certain way, like if you really do all the upfront work, you literally can let your community, so this is the power of the community of community and collaboration, you can, your community can do all the work for you. Seriously. It's really possible. This is how I launched my second podcast. So my first podcast was my bare bones podcast, me having fun, me having a love affair with the microphone and the message. And then my second podcast, I was like, you know what? I am going to launch this baby like masterfully. And I'm going to put a few things into place. I'm going to put together a plan. I'm going to tap into my network. And that's it. And then I just sat back and I watched the magic happen. And you can do that too. Can you start without this strategy or with a strategy? Can you, you know, get in there and just do a couple of episodes? Sure. Absolutely. You can do that. But you can see for yourself. If you're a podcast listener, you can see that the podcasting space is definitely getting more and more crowded with every passing day. And it certainly has since I launched my first episode or my first podcast. When I could literally count 50 episodes or 50, I keep saying episodes, when I could count 50 podcasts within my niche. Now, today, it's not that easy. It would be hard to count the hundreds, if not thousands, of podcasts within one niche, especially in the mental health space, which is where your listeners are going to find you if you're a life coach. But I'm talking to the coach out there who sees the power and potential of a podcast to reach those humans that really need to hear your message and see. And you see also that it's getting noisier out there, which makes it even more crucial for you not to mess around and waste your time trying to figure things out, right? You don't want to just put out one or two episodes and see if things work, only to find yourself pod fading after 10 episodes. This is really common, by the way. But if you get out there and you find that podcasting just isn't your thing, that's fine. But I want you to like your reason, you know, the reason you choose not to podcast, not because after a month you noticed it's not working, because that's your thought. And so, hello, life coaches, right? Creating a podcast is playing the long game. That's why you need to be in love with wanting to do this, your reason for this, the message behind what you want to do as your guiding light. So be in love with wanting to do this, not I have to do this for my business. Because if you think, well, you know, all the coaches, you know, the big coaches out there, the ones that are teaching on this, They say, I need to have a podcast for my coaching business. And that is not, that is absolutely incorrect. You don't need a podcast at all. Because if you want it and you know that it's going to be powerful for your, for you to get behind a microphone and coach anytime you want to, and that lights you up and you get to give mini transformations before you ever get on a call with someone for a mini session or a consult, and you see that power and you believe in it, you're going to be like, woo, I'm on this, right? That's where you need to find the fire. I want you to have a love affair with this idea. Do not think that if you think I have to do this, check that thought. That's all I'm saying. So yes, the podcasting space is getting more crowded with every passing day, and that's okay. Because with a strategy, and I have a simple strategy, you know, I'm a scrappy kind of person. And with a simple strategy in place and your willingness to be AIS, what does AIS mean? Ass in seat. Okay. Do the work. If you do the work, even when you don't want to, I can't sugarcoat it. It's like, that's why you need to have a simple strategy, because simple does not always equate to easy. Right? But if you are willing to do the work, you know, and you get it, you're doing it, it's going to get done. You'll then know that it's just a matter of when, not if, because the only if you'll have is, oh, I wonder if I'll do the work. Think about it. That's what it's going to be. That's going to be your if, because If you put a strategy in place, you get a plan. I mean, maybe strategy sounds like a giant word for you. If you just put in a plan and you follow that plan, you're going to see results, period. And then you get to decide, were these the results I wanted? Nobody can say that was a bad result or that was a good result. You're going to get data, right? You're going to get information. So if you're thinking, you know, that, oh, I wonder if I'll do the work, that's where you'll need to do the mindset work around that. But the other stuff, the strategy, once you know it, it's actually the easy part. And the harder part is always on your brain. I know you're a coach and you know all this stuff, but let me tell you, a launch requires you to show up as a different kind of human that believes it's possible. And that means working on creating that new version of you every single day. And when you do, you'll joyfully show up doing that work with energy and excitement. Okay, so let's talk about how to launch. In a nutshell, this process is so simple. And simple, like I said before, does not always mean easy, right? Which is why I serve up the process. I'm going to give you all the goods. I'll give you everything I got. Right. And each week, like when I get with my clients, we work on what's okay. What's on the plate? What's got to happen this week for you for the launch? And then, you know, things are going to come up. Overwhelm's going to happen. The resistance monster is going to come for a visit. And those are the things that we address. Right. So what a cool thing is it that you get me, if we ever work together, you know, it's like, I'm a life coach. I get the, you know, all the mindset stuff that's coming up. It's going to come up, period. You're doing something that's going to move the needle in your life and in your business. Just doing a couple of episodes, you know what that does? It keeps you in a comfort zone. It makes things simple for you. And having comfort, that's great. I love comfort. I want comfort every single day. But I know that staying comfortable is not going to get me where I want to be. And do I love to have a beautiful white mocha and enjoy the sunset and all the pleasures in life? Absolutely. But not at the expense of my dream. You already have the excitement to do this, right? That's the first step. If you have the excitement, you're like a kid in a candy store. That's where I want you to be, right? If you're like, let's do this, I'm ready. you're a kid in a candy store, or you're like that kid that wakes up Christmas morning, right? You can't wait to get started. And you're ready to dive into this podcasting thing. And maybe already you've been playing around with the equipment, right? And then the next step is to commit to these three things that I teach. I'm going to share those with you. These things that I teach and coach in my Confident Podcaster 10-week roadmap. So first, it's your vision, right? So it's your messaging, right? Who am I? What is my bigger vision? Who, you know, what do I want to coach and teach the humans, right? That need me. What is your format? What is the format of your show? Like how often are you going to publish it? You know, is it going to be weekly? Is it going to be every other week? You know, so it's all about that first phase, doing some research, really making sure that you've got all those ducks in a row from the beginning. It's almost like creating something that they call in the business world, you know, in your business plan, they call it a mission statement. The vision stage is how I kind of look at this. And then you roll up your sleeves in the creation phase, which is the next step. And that's when you're creating the content, you're creating the episodes, you're crafting all of that. Your intro, your outro, your music, if you want to have intro music. Are you going to have solo episodes, and what do those episodes look like? Do you have themes? You know, do you have a content calendar that lays out like what the themes are that tie into certain times of the year and holidays and that sort of thing? And then the next phase, the final phase, this is the secret sauce. This is where I really dive deep with my clients. It's the launch. It's launching your show to the world, right? So I talk a lot in, you know, Clubhouse and on Instagram and, you know, in other places on social media about, you know, all you need is a mic and a message, right? Yes, just get started, because I want you to fall in love with podcasting. And then when you do, like the part that's going to really put you out there and make that that imprint, right? Like create your elephant print. Like you think of the footprint of an elephant, it's deep, right? And that's what happens when you launch your show with a plan, with a strategy. This is the secret sauce. So I show you two powerful strategies. I'm going to show these. I'm going to talk about these here. And they're really, really simple. They really are. Not always easy, but so incredibly worth it. So I'm going to talk about the first part of the launch phase, which is called the launch team. Others have done this before. I have perfected it and added my own bells and whistles to this, which I think is what makes my process, the signature process that I've created, that I teach my clients. And it is really, I like to call it your own, like creating your own flash mob, your personal flash mob, right? Remember that thing that was big, like more than a couple years ago now, but like everyone would get together. It's a good thing the flash mob thing was like a thing before COVID. You know what I mean? Because like there's no way that could have ever possibly have been a trend in today's world, right? So what you do is you enlist a team of your besties, right? Your personal network. And what I mean by personal network is the people that you email, your colleagues, people that you talk to, your friends. And then the next level to that is the colleagues on, you know, people that you, or I'm sorry, yeah, your colleagues, and your peoples on Facebook, Instagram, getting in the DMs, right? One of the favorite things I love to do, I do this all the time, is I don't just send a text DM. It depends on the person. They might really prefer text, or, you know, I just kind of decide, you know, based on the conversation. But one of the things I love to do is leave audio DMs and PMs, both in, you know, Instagram, Facebook. So DMs, you know, direct messages, that DMs are in Instagram, they call them DMs. PMs, private messages, what they call it in Facebook. So I always say DM, PM, and some of you guys might be like, what does that mean? And I know I sometimes forget, like there are still some people don't know what this means. So you can get into the DMs and the PMs and collaborate with other coaches in similar niches who can help you. You can also enlist your guests, right? The people that are going to be on your show. Then there's your email list, right? So I talked about people in your email, meaning your email, your Gmail, your personal email, right? Then you have your email list. Like, so if you do any email marketing, you know what I mean when I say email list, right? So you can send out a couple of messages. They can be heartfelt or however you think, however you want to do this. But I've seen others do this where, especially if it's through your email list, you want to offer incentives, right? So you send out an email to your list and you say, hey, I'm doing this thing. It's super exciting. I want you all to be like in the know at this ground level phase. This is what I'm doing. And I would love to ask you if you'd like to be part of this launch team to help me get the word out about my show. And in return, you know, you can offer, you know, gift cards. You can offer, you know, certain freebies, resource guides. So like, you know, if you don't want to spend money doing gift cards, because that can get pricey, but you know, you can be creative and do this any way that you want to, obviously. And then the next level is your family members. I just want to say this, don't knock your family. Don't knock this idea, because your family members can be some of your best cheerleaders. Yes, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. They could, because they want you to succeed. Right? And so they're on Facebook probably all the time, right? I know my family members are. So take advantage of this, because they're going to spread the word to their friends and, you know, really tap into this. This can be a forgotten thing, because we're busy building our Facebook pages, but then we forget we've got friends, family, people that are in our on our profile. Do you guys know the difference between your page and your profile? Facebook? Page, Facebook profile, two different things, right? Sometimes people forget that. So your page is your business page. That's where you promote your business. It's like your calling card. It's like your business card. And then you have a Facebook profile. That's where all the people that you went to high school with keep bothering you. But like, you know, your friends, your family, like where you post cat photos. That's what I do. And I post photos of my son and, you know, what else? Photos of my camper, you know, when I go camping, I love to do that. So anyway, that's a really cool strategy. Get those family members going. So you build this beautiful team of people to help you promote your show during a very specific time frame. That's important. It's a time frame. So it's a launch phase. Now there's a container for a launch, right? It's not like here and there, every couple of weeks. Oh, sure, launch, you know, publish that post. I appreciate it whenever you can. You are creating a wave during a very specific time frame, and your team shares at the same exact time. That's the wave. That's what I mentioned before earlier about this idea of a rising tide lifts all boats, right? And in my program, I show you how to put this all together so you can watch the magic happen during your launch week when you see this amazing wave of people sharing all about your podcast. Yeah, this is it. This is that idea of the rising tide, right? Because here's the truth, and I can forget this sometimes too. When we get into our mode of doing our thing and doing our work, we're all in this life together. Everything we do, we're interconnected, right? Collectively, we're together in this life, in this world, in this experience we call the human experience, right? And we're not an island. As much as we can sometimes think, oh yeah, I can do it myself. Oh yeah. Community is where the magic is, right? And like I said earlier, you get to create these relationships that stay with you. Right? It's not after launch week and you're like, all right, thanks. Like, you're going to come out of this on the other side with, you know, these beautiful friendships, right? These beautiful experiences. And you really will be creating this true give and take experience. A true give and take experience with purpose. Okay, so now I'm going to quickly share the idea of this podcast tour, and then I'm going to wrap up and let you know how you can find out about a free masterclass that talks all about this. Totally free. There's no email required, no hoops to jump through, promise you. Okay. So, and I go into, you know, and like I said, I'll go into this and more. So I'm going to talk about a podcast tour. Okay. So this is the next level up. So you've got your launch team. Yay. Fabulous. If you do that, oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing for you, right? Then the next level is adding more electricity to the mix, which is putting together a podcast tour. Now, I like to call this your blog tour, like a blog tour on steroids. Now, I'm trying to think. So, Seth Godin, entrepreneur, he said, and I quote, podcast is the new guest blogging. Podcasting is the new guest blogging. So if you guys have been, you know, in this online space long enough, you'll remember how big blog tours were, right? And the concept of a blog tour is you are writing articles or your guest posting an article on a variety of different blogs during, again, like I said before, a very tight time frame, a specific time frame. And in this case, your blog tour would happen exactly timed with the time that you launch your podcast and that you deploy your launch team. And by the way, your launch team is also going to help you promote your blog tour and all the different places you are during this tour. So here's how it works. This is where you get out from behind your own podcast microphone and be a guest on other shows. Now, some of my clients resist this idea and they're like, oh no, but here's the thing. Believe it or not, this is easier than the content that you need to create for your show and your launch. Think about how you know your material, you know your shit. You can get behind a microphone, let the podcast host lead the conversation. And you know what to say. You know how to like add excitement. So give this a try. And if you mess up, hey, everything's editable, right? If this is the only thing that you do when you launch, this alone is so powerful. And so how it works is you search for shows that complement what you do, right? So you know you can add value to those shows, right? So what you do is you reach out to the host and you say, hey, you know, I'd love to help your audience with XYZ. And so I could teach on this topic on your show, right? And it can be something that, you know, that will definitely be something that adds value to their show that maybe you haven't seen addressed, or maybe it's something totally new. Now, here's the thing, especially for shows that if you go research, you'll see that, you know, there are shows that always do interviews, right? So obviously that's the kind of show you want. Because if you got to keep that in mind, because if you reach out to a show, you know, you see what's going on, you read the description, maybe it's one that you listen to, but they only do solo episodes. They may not be able to have you on the show, they may not want you on the show because they don't do interviews, right? That's just not their jam. So really, really be mindful of the shows that you're going to reach out to, right? And just see where can you add that value? Where can you teach something for those listeners? Because the other part of this is, don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be like freaking out. Oh my gosh, they're going to think I'm crazy. Because shows, you know, podcasts, people that do interviews, they're always looking for guests. It's like, it's the never ending thing. How do I find guests? I mean, there are Facebook groups dedicated to how to find guests for your show. Okay. So if you reach out and you're like, you know, personal about it, know about the show. Because let me tell you one of my experiences as a podcaster, as someone who has been doing this for over 7 years, I get those emails all the time from someone, a PR person pitching for someone who wants to get on a podcast that has nothing to do with my niche. Zero. Zero. And I write them, sometimes I just ignore them, but sometimes I write them back in a nice way. And I say, you know, I'm just curious. Like, I wonder why you reached out, because, you know, what you're asking, I mean, I think that this guest, this person is amazing. They have so much value to add and offer, but it's not my niche. So I wonder if, you know, maybe in the future, if you just kind of take some time to see what those podcasts are about before you reach out, because you want to reach out with, you know, saying, hey, I listen to not like, oh, your podcast is great. I love what you're doing. Because I've had that people say that too. No, I want you to take a step even further and say, I listened to this episode and you said X, Y, or Z, and it really moved me. It really changed my day or whatever. It solved my problem. That is powerful. They're going to be like, holy shit, they're listening to me. They're listening to this show. Chances are they're going to be interested. They're going to reach back. So the power of doing things and timing it with your launch, right? The things that you're going to do with your show, with your launch team, timing it all with this launch container. You're going to employ, like I said before, your team is going to help you, right? To get the word out about you appearing on these other shows, right? So your flash mob is going to help your blog tour. This is what makes your blog tour go on steroids. Does that make sense? And you're going to be creating this beautiful wave in social media. And on top of that, it will seem like people like you are appearing everywhere, including you talking about your mission, talking about your vision, teaching on all these other shows too. And you don't have to be on like 10 shows, right? Because that might be, you know, that might be too much, but like you find that sweet spot, right? So that's the process. And that's how you can launch out of the gate with your best foot forward and have the potential to land that number one spot in New and Noteworthy. And you can stay in that spot. You have the potential to also stay in that spot for, you know, for a while. Now, just so you know, like the algorithms are such in Apple Podcasts where you float in and out of the New and Noteworthy during that 8 weeks, but you have the chance to still stay in that nice top area. I believe you can do it. I know you can. So I believe in you more than you believe in you maybe right now, because I know this is possible. And now that's it. All you need to do is believe you can. That's it. You know, I know it sounds easier said than done, but you know, coaches, that you can practice a belief again and again and again. And when you get into my program, you will practice this belief all the way up to that launch week where you have me. I'll be like your sidekick. I'd be like your pit crew, right? I'll have the walkie-talkie on. I'll have the headset on waiting. I'll be there for you during that launch, 100%. You won't be alone. So now the next step for you is to watch my free masterclass. So all you need to do is go to caragotwarner.com/confidentpodcaster. And like I said, there's no email required or hoops to jump through, because I want you to see what this process is about for yourself. And then you get to decide if you want more. You won't be like, oh no, I'm on another email list. If you want more and you want to put more skin in the game and work with me as your coach to guide you, to give you the framework and the support you need to succeed, all the way up to that launch day, if you're ready for that, then you have a chance to get on my wait list. So you'll see this when you join, you'll see a button, but you can watch the video no matter what. You'll see right below the video, get on the wait list. And I'll let you know when I have five slots, that's it. Five slots. I open those up once a month for my one-to-one program. And this is, I'm releasing this episode, mid-April, okay? So my next slots open on the first week of May. I think it's May 3rd. So the very first week of May. So when you go to Watch the video. You'll see the date. And then you can get on the wait list. And then you'll know when those slots open each month. So you can strike when the iron is hot. And then you can get on a free call with me to see. We'll see if this is a good fit. All right. So that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this, you guys. So I'll see you next time.